Hello, if you have never heard Horrible Decisions, God. I was on a few weeks ago. My name is The Sensual Warrior.
Why are you doing this? This is what we're doing, bro?
And, you know, Amanda, please let me speak.
She said, Weezy, I will.
Can you give me a moment? Let me finish
the first question you asked.
Because it's a dance. And if you're a man that loves a woman.
We're not going to do this.
And would like to vote for me a third time.
How are you making
him sound
country like
that? You can go with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I'm also a pastor, as you could hear in my voice today, but also a boyfriend professional.
You're awful. Anyways, guys, I just want to say thank y'all for those of you who could get through the episode a couple weeks ago with the Sensual Warrior. God motherfucking
it. I liked it.
Yeah,
okay, well, I do want to cover one thing. I was reading, someone said that they thought that we thought he was lying. I don't believe he was lying at all.
But
he just had,
I don't think the money he said he gonna get, cause bitch, I didn't even notice that belt. Cause I probably,
we don't be roasting our
guests.
I saw the phone clip.
Yeah, but we don't roast our guests out of respect. But if I really would have saw that motherfucking belt, I would have had to be like, well, how much are you getting?
But it was a pandemic. And honestly, I bet you there's less male
escorts. So a pandemic is an excuse for that belt? No, because you know why? He had that belt before the pandemic, bitch. That belt done been through some motherfucking time, okay?
Maybe he like, well, why you ain't saying nothing, Benson?
I saw it in the head, I was like,
that belt
maybe
was
he beats bitches
rough.
With it. Maybe it's a little
nah, bro. Because it's right there where he got.
There's
clip,
also
clip
something
it
he does that we didn't talk about that was in his bio, and I was like, how does he? I literally after I was like, how did I miss talking?
It's okay.
It? He does bondage.
Listen, y'all. I'm gonna just let y'all know. Y'all know Weezy had everything to do with that booking.
Hold on, Mandy, stop. I sent you his link.
And I didn't pay no attention to him.
I sent it to Horrible Decisions. I said, do you approve of this? Do you want to do this? Here's the other interview he
you
did.
You said he's an escort.
So don't blame me because we don't
I'm
ever
saying,
do this shit.
You say he was escort. You've been talking to him during quarantine. So I was like, yeah,
okay,
we'll bring him
he
on.
Wrote Horrible Decisions. Don't be trying to put
that's
the energy
another thing
on me.
Too. The fact that he wrote in to come and do that and that's the energy he brought.
So did like, Lauren. So did the gynecologist.
You was asking for that? No, I'm not talking about the people that came and did what that had to be done. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about this nigga.
But don't put the blame on me.
Okay, you don't want to be blamed. That's fine.
I'm not going to be blamed.
I'm still going to blame you. Anyway, y'all, welcome to motherfucking Horrible Decisions.
Because
welcome
you had a lady write in and she was whack too.
Welcome to Horrible Decisions.
Don't let Manny do this,
welcome
y'all, because we had
Blade
a boring ass lady and I said nothing.
Can I get the goddamn motherfucking thing going? Thank you very much. Anyways, welcome to motherfucking Horrible Decisions, where Weezy does not like to be blamed for anything. But we are here yet again bringing you another episode, and this one is pretty exciting. Weezy's going to explain. This is a thing that actually came about from our patrons. They gave us the idea to kind of add something new. As you guys know, we've been doing this goddamn show for 3.5
years. And let
years.
Me tell y'all, bro, we were trying. Mandy had... what did you do on Patreon that was... not the birth control episode. You did something. Oh, Mandy started doing Zooms for fucking... This is Corona really sparked all this creativity up. She started doing Zooms for Netflix parties. I started working out with bitches on Patreon. And I was like, okay, fuck it. What's happening is, in my opinion, it was kind of difficult to get excited about sex in a way that was different from Horrible Decisions.
Especially because y'all know I was abstinent.
Briefly.
I was.
But it was really hard to get excited like 7 times a month, right? I'm like, I like talking about sex, but it's the same format. So I really loved that we landed on this idea. We did a town hall with our patrons and we came up with this idea called cinema. Now, one of our patrons named it that, but I was going to call it Ho Movies, but I couldn't figure out how to spell that. But anyway,
Ho-vies.
It's a special day on our main
movies?
Feed. Home.
Ho-vies. Ho-vies.
Home Movies, because we're at home.
But home movies is you making the movie. It is.
Well, it's a special day because we are announcing it and bringing it to our main feed, which we have never done with a Patreon episode. You are going to hear a full episode today, not just a 5-minute clip. And it's our latest addition to the Patreon platform. It's a community of our Horror Hive members. We've been having it for 2 years. It has truly funded our experience as a podcast, being able to elevate it with video and provide merch and do different shit at our shows. So every month Patreon gets 3 bonus episodes. for $5. They do live Zoom calls with us every month starting since Corona. If you upgrade your tier, you can get merch for free and more. So the episode is basically where we choose a film or show every month that we feel like is sexually relatable for our listeners. And we're going to break down the topics. None of these segments are the same except for home mail. But I'll start with the first one that we haven't named yet. And if you're a patron, maybe you can. Basically, we're picking actors or movie scenes that got us horny. And I have this one. I don't know if you've ever heard of The Handmaiden. It's a Korean movie. You heard of it? It's really good. It's hard to watch subtitles for everybody I know. But there's a scene. It's about... There's a lesbian scene. I'm not going to tell you what it's about. It's lit. There's a lesbian scene where this lady is washing this bitch in a bath. Dude, it's so fucking hot.
You really be at home watching this on purpose?
Yo, and she be putting her finger in her mouth and shit, and it's like so sexy. Ooh! Am I the only
one? That does nothing for me.
It's the tension, Mandy.
Is there tension?
You can't feel it?
She's sitting in the bathtub. You know I don't like accents.
Yo. Then if you go on Pornhub, they got the full lesbian scenes from the movie, right? It's called The Handmaiden. And it isn't in English. It is in Korean. I'm not going to do the accent because I don't feel like it. But normally I would. But if you'll click on...
Here we go.
If you click on Pornhub, you type in The Handmaiden, they have all lesbian scenes. Bitch, they be scissoring, fingering. That shit get nasty.
See, that's
so
why
good.
I'm not... You know, I don't like no lesbian porn.
But it's just like... It's not porn.
That
it's a
should
movie.
Be boring, though. Like, two women on camera to me is just boring.
Oh, my God.
The shit just be boring. I've been said that.
A lot of niggas find pegging boring.
Ain't no way that... bitch, you don't even believe that. That shit is pretty exciting. Goddamn.
I believe it, but a lot of people want to watch it.
I mean, it's different, but yeah, like, lesbian porn is kind of boring to me.
It's so sensual, and it's like, really hot.
Oh, God.
Speaking of lesbian porn, I have been dabbling and talking to this fucking hottie. I can't say her name yet, because I used to talk about her on the show, and it may be problematic to bring her back up. But I'm... really in the mood to eat some vagina. I don't know where it happened. Like, maybe I've just been stuck in the house and I'm getting bored because all I do is fuck myself all day. That's like my new routine. It's like, even if I'm having sex, I fuck myself before or after, especially when this nigga's on a conference call. I don't know what it is. It's like when I hear him, he's like, yeah, so what we're working with this time, I'm like, yeah.
Really? That's what you do?
Yeah, like kind of.
Oh, Jesus.
But don't that nigga be on a Zoom call? I love to masturbate. It's like my new sneak thing to do. I don't know why. I guess since I can't go out and hoe, but.
It's so crazy. I'm getting so much dick. I have not been masturbating. My pussy need a little break, baby.
I like masturbating between
sex. Not the way this nigga be beating this pussy up. My pussy just be like, it's time for a break.
As,
he's not over.
As we know, Mandy's beet juice toy friend. Which I feel like the jury is still out on.
No, what you mean? What the jury out on? Niggas is going shopping buying them beets, bruh.
Yeah, because juicing is healthy. Beets are healthy. I get it. But, like, I don't believe that his beet juice beaten your pussy
he also
to
said,
the point of no return.
He also said, I got some bomb-ass pussy. You know what I mean? So
I also, you know once I mean? Again, do not believe that Mandy's pussy is so fucking bomb-explosive. Note 7, that
you see how she's throwing shade? Nah, my pussy bomb, he said it. Do you want me to read this?
So you said he's the only nigga that's ever done that, so no one else.
But four times?
So nobody else thought your pussy was bomb in the past?
Well, I mean,
or maybe 24, his beet juice.
24-7 fucked me three times.
Right, but did he come and do it over the way that you say this nigga does? No.
Nah,
so,
this nigga beet dick is different.
Now, the beet juice... A.K.A.
It helps you with your blood flow.
Bitch, we giving this nigga a drug detector, lie detector test.
That's fine. He does the damn thing.
To be honest, though, the pressure of fucking probably, like, I could just only imagine someone who knew who you were before they met and was like, I'm going to have to, like, lay it the fuck down.
But he didn't.
And then what if he did take a little something? And then he was like, let's just speculate because we're doing a movie.
Why is you speculating my nigga dick is good, now we got to speculate him being on drugs or having a pole in his dick or something?
No, but here's what I'm saying. Let's set the scene. It's a movie episode, Mandy. Let me create the short film.
I just can't have bomb pussy. He just can't have bomb dick.
Sex podcaster meets regular guy who's, like, hot, but also, like, damn, I know this bitch been fucking with these type of niggas and having this type of sex. She ain't about to say my dick is whack. Even though it's big, could still be whack. So what he does is he goes on this date. They go hiking. He takes the pill. Mandy's like, this is the best sex I ever had. Then he's like, wow, I can't go backwards. I got to take the pill.
Keep you see going what I'm talking about? You see what I'm talking about?
And he calls his doctor.
But you know, you know why I know this ain't true? Cause like, we just went to the new beach. We get back. We'll start on the couch. So he doesn't have time to pop anything. Cause I start sucking that dick on the couch. Hold on. We'll go from the couch to the bed. Here we go. Siri ain't gonna know about my nigga dick.
How long does Viagra last in the system?
You see what I'm talking about?
I'm just like.
My nigga just can't have no bomb ass dick. See, she had, anyway, I'm gonna go ahead.
Wait, what's your actor or movie?
So my actor, comes from, I finally finished it. I'm so sad it's only going to be one season. But it's The Watchmen on HBO.
Oh, Yaha.
Yeah.
He was on Raya when I was in Atlanta.
Oh. Can I just finish mine? I ain't interrupt you with your little Asian lesbians.
He makes me horny.
So, you see what I mean?
Because you don't want to fuck him. I want to fuck
anyway,
that nigga.
Anyway, Yahya Abdul-Mateen, he is also the actor in the upcoming, or maybe it already came out. I don't like horror movies, but Candyman. And so he was the love interest of Regina King on The Watchmen. And just, I think, more so his character. He was very sensual. He was Mr. Universe or whatever his, he was the blue man.
But you know what he's known for?
What?
Black Mirror.
Oh yeah, he did, his eyes. No, that's not him in Black Mirror.
He didn't make
which out. One? No.
That wasn't Yaha?
No, it was not. And it's Yaya. Why are you adding this? Why you be liking to add these little H like Bahad baby? Bitch.
Hold on, wait. There's something.
You know what I mean? She just, no, that's not him from Black Mirror. That's a whole nother motherfucking actor.
Oh, it was us. It was us with Jordan Peele.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What it was.
Well, he just was, I don't know. I just really enjoyed him in The Watchmen. Although I have had eyes for nobody but my toy friend.
Well, he was. He's the one who made out with, Anthony Mackie. He was the Black that Mirror. That was it. Him. The Striking Vipers. Remember when he used to put the thing on and they would, you didn't watch it?
Yes, I watched it.
He was in it.
We talked about it here on the show.
He was.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't fuck a polar bear like that.
Here you go with the bullshit. But, I enjoyed watching him. He was very nice looking.
Didn't they show his dick?
They showed his dick and his ass. I was looking at the ass. I was like, ooh, you look kind of nice naked. But that was also, I would say, outside of that show with Zendaya, and I can't remember the name of it, but outside of that, and I want to believe that was an HBO thing too. Euphoria. Outside of that, that was really the first time I believe I really saw dick on the screen like that. And I was like, ooh, there's a dick. I did rewind it just to see it again.
Now I'm trying to think what movies have shown dick.
That and Euphoria. And Euphoria was a big deal when they had all the dicks in the locker room. And wait, they were in class just talking about dicks or something. And they showed a whole bunch of dicks.
Movies with male nudity. Bad Lieutenant. Intimacy. I don't know none of these.
See, I don't know none of them.
Movies. Women in Love, 1996.
I think Jamie Foxx showed his dick or ass in one of the movies he was in.
28 Days Later. That was a popular movie. Other than that, I don't know any of these Caucasity. Gone Girl with Ben Affleck? Okay, that's kind of popular.
Did it show Ben Affleck?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall showed a dick? Wild Things. American Gigolo. The Talented Mr. Ripley.
I'm cool on all of them.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, Yaha, I don't know if you remember.
Oh,
this is how bad I want to fuck him. We went to see Queen and Slim. He was at the premiere. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, well, this is.
I didn't like that movie.
Okay. Well, he was there and he was with this girl and I kept leaning over to Shardy. I'm like, you think it's his sister or you think it's his girlfriend? Cause I saw him on a dating app, but I was like, but it was a long time ago, but I just was still hopeful. And so I kept going to the bathroom and trying to lock eyes with this nigga in a dark ass theater, trying to send the energy because he's fucking hot as fuck. And I'm not trying to say like I'm stalking him, but he also goes to this gym that's nearby in Tribeca that I have been to. And I've maybe
you, now you just telling
walked by
the world what it, wait, what
he
is
he posted it. It's all on Instagram.
Mm.
I, that's how I know.
This is giving me stalker vibes. Is it
no,
giving you stalker
but he's so
vibes?
Fucking hot. So like I've walked by the gym and I've peered in looking for a black man and it hasn't happened. But when it does, anyway, call me like I'm in an open relation. So, okay. This one is really weird. This is my what the fuck porn clip of the month. Now, I want to add something. If we've ever done a porn categories episode, Mandy has always been revolted. And she's like, bitch, no, stop. Ew, this is disgusting. However, this one takes the cake. So I, like I said, I've been masturbating probably like 3-4 times a day. It's really bad. But I watched this video only because of the cover. So I typed in like big titties or something. And
I don't believe you're not finding this. I feel like you typed in some weirder shit than this. I really, you're just not going to tell them that you type in weird shit.
I typed
shit.
In tits bukkake. So look, hold
you
on.
See, wait, you see how I just changed to something else? It went from big tits to tits bukkake.
Big tits.
Keep going. What else did you put?
All I
watched
was bukkake.
What else did
bukkake,
you put, nasty
though?
Girl?
Doesn't everyone know
what
that?
What else you put, nasty girl?
I type in either ebony bukkake, gangbang bukkake. I'll type in lesbian bukkake. So this one was tits bukkake. I don't watch porn that's on
okay.
bukkake.
All right.
So this came up in related videos, and the thumbnail is a girl fucking a man, and across is someone looking. And it says, the porn title is Daddy Issues by Bareback Studios. Now, I at this point stopped masturbating because I was like, I gotta see what this shit is. Nigga, this shit was so wild. I had to send it to my nigga, and I was like, I have never in my life seen something this weird. So I just want to set the scene for you guys. If you're on Patreon, we'll post the link to it. But basically, this girl's getting fucked, and I guess she's fucking her stepdad. And her mom walks in, and the most weird fetish kink I've ever heard happens because they start having a conversation about how she's fucking her daddy, and he got her pregnant. Listen to the shit. Did you watch it?
No.
I said you.
It's all over her car?
Well, now it's not. See, mommy, I'm pregnant with daddy's baby.
What? What? You fucking cream pie your own daughter?
I thought you were
pregnant. You got your daughter fucking pregnant.
She wanted me to do it.
That doesn't mean anything.
This is weird.
Dude, wait.
Porn acting
so
bad.
This is fucking unbelievable.
And they're still fucking.
After you're fucking done with this, we need to have a talk.
Mommy, don't leave daddy.
You're not upset.
Don't leave daddy.
Crazy.
Sweetheart, you don't understand. You don't have sex with your father.
But mommy.
Vincent, you got my face right now. What the entire fuck, bro?
Oh, it gets better. So... let me tell you. Now I'm at the point where I can't even masturbate anymore because I need to figure out what kink this is.
You sent this to your nigga?
I was like, yo, I've never seen something like this. So then I start going through the comments, right? There is an entire fetish for getting pregnant, like, by a family member. Okay? Hold up. These comments are insane. I would have loved for my dad to get me pregnant. This next one. Oh my God, how many daughters does this guy have? I keep seeing him in every one of these videos. Damn. I love that she says cack. Hold on, wait. Oh my God, this is the sexiest thing I've ever seen. I've always wanted to be cream pied by my stepdad. Not necessarily have my mom come in and watch, but shit, this is so hot. Bruh. So then I take the girl's name, right? And I'm like, I have to figure out what other shit she does. Hold on. I have to see.
Nah. I ain't okay with this.
Well, I have a condom on it.
No, I'm talking about this.
Oh, I'm looking at the sneeze. Bitch, it gets worse. So I start looking up her name, right? And then there's whole threads on the dark web for hiring someone specifically to act out this fantasy. I don't even know what it's called because you can't like really look it up in porn because they don't do incest in porn, right? They do stepdad, stepmom.
Right.
So this particular fetish, like they probably covered it up somehow, but that sounded like that was your real motherfucking daddy, bitch. Anyway, they keep fucking, right? I watched like 7 minutes of this and I was like, sitting up in my bed, shocked. She's like, oh my God, I've been wanting you to put a baby in me so bad, daddy. I've wanted you to like shoot your babies in my pussy. Da-da-da-da-da. It is fucking wild.
Oh, shoot your brothers and sisters in your pussy.
It's so
that's what
gross.
That's really gross.
Now, I want you guys to know this is absolutely 100%. And for the 26 of you, 27 maybe now that listen, you know these are your people. This is not. One of us. I don't know how many white sex podcasts are there, but this is for them. I just felt like sharing it on our platform because, you know, it's nice to learn about other cultures.
I gotta start sending my niggas some porn because we just send each other like
nudes.
No, like
Oh, I sent that for research.
The last text we got, he was like, he sent me an article from ESPN and was like, NBA players' casual relationships get bubble banned. These are grown-ass men. Shake my head. So we're talking about how they're not, like, for the guys that are in the bubble.
Yeah.
If you don't have, like, if the person is not your wife or you can't prove that you've been with them long-standing or they're your mother's, like, your child's mother and stuff, they got to leave. Dog. And I'm just like,
this why 90 Day Fiancé come up. You get desperate for dick.
Dead
and you marry
shit,
these motherfuckers.
Dead shit cry.
To be fair, if I was an NBA player and I was dating a chick and I wasn't that, like, because you're still going to get bitches that want to fuck you anyway, whether you're married or not. If I had to be in a bubble for like a year or like the next 2 years and I had to get married to get pussy, absolutely 100% send me to the courthouse, sign me up. I'll wear a hazmat suit while I say my vows. I'm not going to not get fucked because I'm single.
Oh, no, agreed. But that's why even like a lot of people who are in jail get married so that they could have those conjugal visits.
Right.
Like,
you know, I've been wanting to talk to you about this.
Nope. The answer is no.
I have found it is. A few niggas in jail that listen to Horrible Decisions.
Well, how did you just find? Do you hear this?
And
she said, I just found some niggas in jail that listen to Horrible.
One's like got a podcast called like Convicted Confessions or something. I don't know the name of it. But anyway, they like jump on my live and talk about how they in jail. And so I just feel like I know how you feel about the mic situation, but this is a special circumstance. Niggas rap through the payphone, okay? It's on Pop Smoke's album. And I think for research purposes, it would be great to talk about masturbation and gay shit in jail with a nigga in jail.
So I ain't even gonna hold you. I don't wanna get that close to them because like Eva Medina, she like responds back and communicates with those inmates. And
you too.
Yeah, no. And one done found her goddamn address. A murderer. No. I'm not communicating with them.
But she's a doorman. It'll be fine.
No. See, no, bro. We in the whole ass. I'm in the whole ass New York and I ain't got a doorman yet. So no.
Okay. First of all, Mandy.
Feel free. You could do it by yourself.
We interviewed a cross-dresser who creeped us both out. Do you remember him? I met him on a dating app.
Yeah, you did.
And we had no security or nothing. That was in person.
At Gotham Studios.
Right, but what was they that going
to
do?
But back then, you had to show your ID to even be let up. We had a cameraman in the goddamn thing.
Okay,
we had
an engineer by the jail. Bitch, how many tens of thousands of people listen to this podcast? Hundreds of thousands know this podcast.
Oh, great. So then they'll know who killed us. Yay. No, bitch.
Okay, well, no. What if I get one that like sold coke?
Okay, I could do a drug dealer.
Okay, see, that's a fun kind. Those are my favorite kind of comedy.
We know.
You know what I'm saying?
We know.
I mean, like, so do you guys still have access to, like, your supply of everything?
No, and they're not going to answer that shit.
Okay. So
I'm about to give you a code that's going to make you come, baby. WD50. Ooh, did they even know the shit was gonna rhyme? Did Adam know? Did Eve know? Who fucking knows? But I know what is gonna give you half off when you go on adamandeve.com. They have thousands of products to make you glad you're staying at home. Okay? And you know what else they're gonna give you? Free fucking shipping delivered discreetly right to your door. Take advantage of this downtime. You're gonna get almost any item at 50% off. But they have so much shit to pick from, you're going to find something. A fucking door sling, a sleeve for your dick, a vibrator, a DP device. I don't know. Okay? I gotten a lot of shit from there. But what I can tell you is, I'm trying to hear what kind of shit you get. Right as a damn home mail after adamandeve.com. And when you use that code WD50 and you fuck yourself and you come on behalf of Mandy and I, you write that fucking home mail and you tell us what it was because we need to tell everybody else. Shit. Let's get back to the show.
We're going to get into the juice of the episode, which is cinema. And today's cinema pick is I May Destroy You. Mandy and I, on our Patreon, we did Insecure.
Insecure,
and did we cover season four or most?
We did all of it.
But
season four specifically.
Now, I May Destroy You, I think it's like just getting towards the season finale when we're recording this. So Mandy and I both just watched it and picked the bulk of what we felt like would be great topics. For episode one, now... Are these spoiler alerts? Because we're not going to tell you what happened. But the show is basically about a sexual assault. I feel like people know that.
Yeah.
And it dives into it.
Just so you know, I mean, if you're watching it, you may have a few spoiler alerts, but we're not going to tell you exactly how anything ended. We're literally just going to be picking topics that literally are now brought to your screen on television.
And we're really
that are conversation starters.
The first four episodes had the most topics to me. So
yeah, absolutely.
We won't get too much deeper into that. But episode one, there's a scene where this couple meets up with a girl for a threesome and they use a threesome app. And the wife was specifically saying like, no, you do it. You handle it. You do it. Da, 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 da. And there was a lot of emphasis on that. Now, this could be a spoiler, but it's literally the first 15 minutes of the episode. The girl suddenly gets up to leave the date. Mm-hmm. And the wife is confused.
I was mad. I ain't gonna hold you.
I was too. Bitch, hold on. After they were vibing. And everybody's kind of like, what the fuck? So to me, when I was watching it as a viewer, I'm like, oh, maybe she just realized she wasn't into it. Even though she was giving off the energy like she was. The wife and the girl were vibing. Few scenes later, we see the husband and the girl meet up. They kiss each other and they clearly know each other. And it turns out she just wanted to meet his wife. Now.
Trifling.
I have used dating apps as a couple. And I know you were talking about how, like, you like doing it in person, you like the moment, but I'm curious to know, now that you're dating somebody, and now that you're in a couple, and now that it's Corona-esque, cause, like, you got a sex club or whatever, but you can't, like, just go to bars anymore. Would you be willing to join a threesome app?
Mm-mm.
No, really?
Me and him have actually had this conversation. Like, I mean, if you guys are patrons, I brought up how we actually have gone to a sex club. I won't mention much on a regular episode, but if you want to become a patron, I talk about having an 8-person orgy. And we've talked often about that. I'm not interested in adding a third. He was dating someone when we first met and she's no longer in the picture. I've let him know that I cut off all my niggas, even though he gave me a hall pass. Although we would be open, and I think I've said this from the very beginning of this show, I would be into swinging where we're both present.
Well, not adding a third. Just fucking someone as a threesome.
I don't, because I told him, honestly, I don't care for threesomes. If I do a threesome, it's because I'm doing it for my partner and he wants to be pleased with two people.
How does he feel about swinging? Like you fucking another, like, is he cool with swing?
I'm going to get into that in another episode. I think this nigga want to train me, bro. I ain't even going to hold you. Like, even when we went to the sex club, there was another black guy there and he was skinny and I was like, oh yeah, them the type of niggas I normally fuck, like them little skinny niggas. Cause my nigga not skinny, my nigga built. So, I was like, yeah, that's like normal type, you know, count your rib type niggas. And he was like, you don't want to play with him? And I was like, no, like nigga, first off, you like, we've been playing, like no. And he literally like reassured me that in this space, he's okay if I want to have sex with another man. And I was like, well, thank you, but I'm good.
Nice.
I'm good. But he actually felt like I was guarded or held back. But we've had a lot of conversations about threesomes. And I was like, if we do it, cool. It'll be for you. And I told him. And he was like, well, now I don't really want to do it because I want you to enjoy yourself.
I'm working up to doing it together. Like, my nigga's like, oh, yeah, like, you want to go have fun. But I think what's pissing me off is I feel like niggas do this and it's so annoying as someone who hosts a fucking sex podcast. Like, this is a constant conversation. He's like, I feel too deeply about you to fuck you with another nigga. He's like, we are past the point. He's like, I can't do it. He's like, but.
To me, it's just not fair because you feel deeply for him and you allow him to fuck other women.
No. It's not about me fucking other niggas. It's about fucking another nigga with me. Like fucking, like a threesome.
Oh. Does he just not want to see it?
Like, he's chill.
Is he mad though? Like, if that nigga got a bigger dick, is he worried about the other guy fucking you better?
I just think he just doesn't want to share me with another man in that same space.
But okay.
So that's like really, but also like I understand that a lot of, he's like, I've never even been into like fucking bitches with my boys like that. I've never really, like, he's like, that's never been my thing. I've done it, but it's not my thing.
Okay.
Which I respect. But do I want it? I would rather like have a threesome with another nigga with him, like MMF, than fuck another nigga on my own.
It's so crazy because I know, like, I think my partner just knows I like dick. But we were at the nude beach and there was this guy walking around with his dick in a cage, like one of those dick contraptions. Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was just like, not to be crazy or nothing, but I don't even see how you like dicks. Cause mind you, niggas be, it'd be mad dicks at the nude beach. And he's like, it's just so weird. Like all these niggas would, he was like, I don't know how you like dick so much. I just can't get into it.
And I just can't get into it. I'm trying to be gay, I can't.
I just don't know how y'all really like these things.
Honestly, those contraptions, like that sub shit. So one of my homegirls put it on a dude that asked her, she got paid for it, but she was like, her job was to get him hard so that it would be painful and he couldn't get hard.
It's I'm like, sure because them things are metal and shit.
What are they called? They're called something. Women have chastity belt.
I was just gonna say
it. It's like a chastity cut cage,
a dick cage.
But yeah, so like it's more the opposite for me. It's like I'll say, be free, not with me.
If we go back to that same thing, the part about it that made me upset is when you have a partner that's open to allowing you to have other partners or is open to communicating with you about bringing a third or someone else into the bedroom or allowing you to be sexual with someone else. The fact that, yeah, you still betray your partner by going about this person without them is just like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like, I'm now opening, you know, I'm not that I'm allowing, but the fact that a woman would let her partner go out and have other partners as long as she's aware and you still betray her in the way that this person did in episode one. I was just like, man, also, niggas ain't shit.
This is an unfair take because I know that there's situations where, sorry, it's not necessarily going to happen this way, but I think this is why I don't like a dude bringing a girl that he already knows to me.
Right.
Like, I feel like in the back of my head, like, maybe they'll talk, like, cause I know how I act after a threesome with the person I'm closer with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The only time it's never happened like that was with Scissors and Beard Bay. Like, I never talked separately with him, like, on some sneak shit about her and vice versa. But I feel like any other situation I've ever been in, the second that person leaves, I'd be like, even if it's good.
Right.
You gush about it together. Like, it's a whole thing. And I could not handle this bitch texting my nigga and being like, she was cool, but maybe we could. What? No. So moving on. Episode 2. I really think this is a big deal. It was a heavier episode. So in this episode, there was a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs, and leaving your friends alone was something that I read with that. And I just thought about a situation where I read Daniel Saint. He is the owner of NSFW. We've had him on the pod. He posted something that really was interesting to me that I wanted to read to you guys. So he was at a barbecue on Sunday, and he almost saw a man die in front of him. The guy went in the bathroom to do a bump of cocaine, and 5 minutes later, he was barely breathing. His lips and fingers were blue. It says, at the moment, I felt like he died there. Thank God for the fire and paramedics who arrived. We were held for questioning. It was scary. I wish I had Narcan. I had 5 of them. I think it's like an injected thing. And he said at his clubhouse, just in case, and went through training on administering it. Fentanyl is a bitch, and it's so easy to sneak into supplies with the drug chain because it's drying up due to COVID, and the chances of getting a bad dose are very high. And in this, instead of shaming people doing drugs, he says, don't do drugs alone. That I really like, because to me, it's like the abstinent thing with sex, right? You could tell me don't drink when I'm going out and so I don't, you know, nothing bad happens to me. You could tell me don't fuck, but what if I do? And with this particularly, watching it happen, yes, she didn't know she was drugged, but as lit as she was getting,
yeah,
and nobody walked out that bar with her, that was awful to watch. Like,
I mean, I'll be honest with you. It sucks because as an adult, like now when I go out, I let my friends know I'm not going to ruin your night. When I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. And so watching this, it was a lot, because what happened is you did get to see a flashback of them when they went to Italy, and you got to see that often when they go out, they get super drunk. They're on drugs. They leave each other and have their own little escapades. And what's crazy is on a Patreon episode, not too long ago, it featured Steven from Sophisticated Ignorance. There was a girl in Boston. This was maybe last year. Mm-hmm. It was her birthday. She got super lit. She ended up meeting a guy in the club, ended up getting chopped up into pieces and put into.
Shut up.
This is literally in Boston, and got put into different suitcases, and they found her body parts that way. So it just sucks because as women, we really are fearful of these things happening, but we also like to have a good time. But I'll be honest, now at almost 30 years old, I don't want to be a babysitter when I go out. And so it just is hard when you're dealing with those type of friends who get either super inebriated or get super drugged up and really, and I mean, I'm guilty of it. I blacked out many nights. And it just sucks because realistically, you don't know you're there until the next day.
Yeah.
You don't know that you're even blacked out until you reach the next day.
I think that maybe we're speaking from a place of like been there, done that, because I'll be honest, I haven't had that happen in a long time.
I mean, it's COVID.
But no.
Oh, like, leave friends.
No, really. No. With friends getting so fucked up that it ruins my night.
Okay.
But I will say, if they have ever gotten that lit, I at least make sure they're getting home safely, or walk them to the Uber, or leave the club to go outside with them, like doing something just to like make sure that took my own step with it. Including people I don't know. I got cursed out by a nigga, I'll never forget it, at Panino's Pizza in Orlando because this girl was so smacked. And I asked her if she was okay, and this dude was like, I don't know what the fuck you want her to come home and fuck you. Like, she leaving with me. Bitch, going off on me.
Oh, wow.
Really crazy. And I think watching that scene with that girl leaving the other bitch fucked up, I hated watching it because, to me, we come together. If yeah. we're not going to leave together, I need to at least know when you leave and that you're leaving safely. I'm not just going to be like leaving my lit ass fucked up friend. Granted, we all know, I think, to a degree, someone's threshold. Like, if I'm about to leave and you're at the point where you can no longer walk and talk, yes, I need to make sure that you're going to be okay. Now, if I leave early, like you said, I don't want to be a babysitter. I'll leave early. I do that all the time. I love leaving early. But I don't think I've ever left a friend that was so smacked to the point where I felt uncomfortable when I left. Like, to me, we do owe at least some kind of loyalty to the person we go out with in order to take care of them. Like, that's a very touchy subject, especially when I want dick. And somebody's
well, and that's the thing too. Like, a lot of us will go out with, bitch, I'm drunk and I'm finna get fucked tonight. Whether we go and fuck someone new or whether we fuck an old partner, a lot of times the night will end and we separate. So sometimes you may not know. I may be telling you I'm going to get dick. You don't know if it's someone I just met on Tinder or someone that I've already been fucking.
Yeah.
So there are chances where you may think you know where someone is going, but you don't. I was reading a tweet too the other day where a girl said she met a guy on a dating app. And before getting into the car, she went around to send the tag number to her friends. And yeah, the guy was like, word, that's what we doing, don't even worry about it, and took offense to her wanting her safety. And I've actually, like, you know what I mean? So guys even take offense, but like, we do have to be, you know, kind of, I don't know. I wanted to bring up the fact that the friend felt guilty.
I bet you there's some men listening to this that would probably be like, would I be mad? Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're mad that I'm getting, I need your driver, I need the make and model of your car and your goddamn tag.
I had a threesome with Old Bay where this girl's friends, and to her credit, like, she was trying not to make us feel uncomfortable, but her friends wanted to make sure she was good.
Right.
And I really liked what he did. I thought he was really sweet. He grabbed the phone. He told them his name. He told them where we were at. And he was like, she's sharing her location because we all about to fuck. So, and I mean, it was super fun. And like, he was like, this is my chick. Like, and her friends, they were a little annoying, but I get it. Cause like, bitch, we at the barbecue and you just leave with this couple.
Yeah.
And we know y'all getting fucked up. I was like, yeah, I'm right next door. She's like, okay. I was at last.
I mean, I just know that I've been out a whole bunch of times just with my friends having a good time. We've all been drinking. Bitch, 24/7 hit my line. Peace. And I'm out. So like, technically, I'm not making sure they get home because I'm out before they leave.
But that's a different. Have you ever left someone that was blacked out drunk when you went to go get dinner?
Again, I don't know they blacked out until the next day. They say they blacked out.
As far as we know, I think that's all we can help. As far as we know, if you are seeing someone like that, no, I don't think you should leave him alone. I think.
Got you.
There's like, cause how much more, what can we do?
I will say too, though, as women, we don't think of all of the things necessarily that can go wrong until it goes wrong.
I know.
So just like her friend, she felt like, oh, we go out all the time. She gets this drunk and belligerent all the time. She's always made it home safe. It's not until she doesn't make it home safe, or in this instance where she gets date raped, that now she feels all of this guilt because she wasn't there for her friend. So again, I genuinely don't feel like a lot of us really put a second thought into it until something bad happens, which sucks. It's like how the police act. Well, we can't come until something really happens.
Honestly,
that type of shit.
I think we think about it more than you would take account for. Like, even when it's like subconscious now, bitch, you okay? Send me your location. Call me when you get there. Like, we'll take some precautions. I'm sharing my location with probably four or five bitches I know. Like, honestly, I mean,
I know. I don't be knowing how to do
shit. My ex-girlfriend got my location. And like, even when my friends try to hit me up and I don't answer, they be like, oh, bitch, you with that nigga?
Now, let me see. Does that location do anything if your phone dies?
I'm not sure, but at least it could be the last ping if my phone dies. I mean, it could be helpful in some way. I think it's just better than none. So episode 3. I bet Mandy thought of me, and she shouldn't have, because this is not the period sex I have.
This was gross.
But there is a very intense period sex scene.
The bitch had a whole blood clot, bitch.
And the dude picks it up, again, Caucasian man, even though she's black.
Actually, he's European. So, you don't like to call them Caucasian.
They're white, but they're not like the same kind. They've got, they're spicy white. That's what Kiki says.
Okay.
So in this scene, she's about to have sex with this guy. He's Italian. That's true. And what's crazier is it's their first time having sex.
Which is even more gross.
Now.
You don't even know her like
she
that.
Really wanted to fuck him, but she was lit, high, whatever. So I'm gonna give my dog a little pass.
Are you?
I like her in the show. So, and mind you, it's only episode 3 and I'm watching this shit with my dude and he goes, nigga. It wasn't just period sex. So if you guys need to skip forward 30 seconds or whatever, to not be disgusted, trigger warning, it's nasty. Here we go. Bam. They're on the couch. She does a line of cocaine. He's the guy who sold it to her. He doesn't want it. She jumps on top of him. They're making out and she's like, oh my God, fuck. I'm on my period. And he's like, okay, whatever. So it's super cute because they show the towel going down. And I was like, oh, this is funny because that's really what be happening. And then she lays on her back.
And he's like, what is that?
No, 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 no. He pulls the tampon out of her first and throws it in the trash can.
Why can't I leave the studio right now?
And then I don't know what he does, but all I know is if you didn't fast forward some more. He pulls out a blood clot and starts playing with it. And he says, is it always like this? Does it always come out like this? Is
so
it
gross.
It was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. And I started screaming because
it was gross. Fellas, I'm not going to lie. My whole face was like this the whole time.
Dog, that shit was nasty.
That shit was gross.
Now, I do have a few things to say. I have never had period sex like that. I want you to know that and give me a little bit more credit, bitch.
Okay.
I have never.
All right.
No one has ever removed a tampon from me, mainly because I don't really wear them. I wear pads, but no one has ever, like, seen the pad. No, nothing. If I'm about to have period sex, I'm vocal about it. I've never tried to be like, oh, my God, it popped on. I'm like, I'm on my period, but it ain't that bad. And then it get bad, whatever. But at least I let you know there's some blood down that motherfucker. I go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I remove whatever I need to remove. I clean myself off as much as I can if it's, like, that serious. I put the towel down. I don't have them eat my pussy. And then I'll suck some dick. And then I'll just be like, look up at me. And I change very few positions. Very few. Because the thing is, if you're really heavy, when he pulls out of you,
I'm disgusted.
And let's just say he flips around, like, what if there's blood? Like, no. But I also don't fuck when my period's that heavy.
I'm disgusted. I told you, I just kind of did. It wasn't even period sex because I kept my tampon in and he just fucked me in my ass.
Right. So that's not period sex to me.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't think so because I was scared, bitch.
So maybe. As no. much shade as you've been giving me now that I think
it
about
wasn't.
It,
the tampon was
when
in.
I did scissoring on my period.
That's gross.
That's not really period sex either.
Yes, it is.
She was plugged up. Was it my period or hers?
See, that's even more gross.
Two it was hers.
Look, just nah.
No, we never got on time, which was really sad.
Just nah.
I can't believe we never synced up. It just was literally
nah.
brutal.
Just nah.
Anyway, I have tips for period sex. So there are a few things. From this article.
Have we not talked about period sex enough on here and gave tips to these hoes that want to be nasty and fuck on their period?
Well, I just would like to add in some more tips, bitch.
All right, go ahead.
Cramp relief. Some of you have heard this, some of you haven't. When you fuck on your period, it does relieve cramps. I don't care what anybody says. If I have really intense cramps, I use heating pads, Tylenol, and then I masturbate.
Pop a Motrin. I'm gonna give the other advice. If you wanna, instead of having period sex, I'm gonna tell you what else to do. Motrin in a hot towel. Let's go. Next one.
Okay. So muscle contractions during orgasms push the uterine contents out quicker. Mm-hmm. And you could have a shorter period, actually, if you're having period sex.
Eating lemons. Lemons make your period shorter.
No. It delays.
Regardless. It's just another
That's
tip.
Also like a rumor. I've tried that before. It doesn't make it shorter, but it delays. So it pushes it away. It's lube, technically. If you have some.
Buy lube.
If you have some DAP, no. Normally you can have some WAP on your period. Another thing's for, for safety. And I don't know why they have to post this, but they do. Please remove the tampon that you have in your pussy before you have sex.
Or just keep it in and don't have sex. Wait till it's over.
Use a condom, bitch, because STDs, ew. And sticking to light days is a lot more messy and it probably won't bother your partner or you as much. And to minimize the amount of blood in your vagina during sex, This is really interesting because I don't like using Diva cups, but shout out to those who have figured it out. You could try using a menstrual cup. It's the small flexible device and you put it in your pussy and it drips out or whatever. It essentially collects the blood as it passes through the cervix and it can keep your vagina the most clean.
Or you could just put a goddamn makeup sponge up in that thing.
Okay, wow.
I mean, I'm just giving another
Please
option.
Please do not listen to this bitch.
Why?
Because who just started an educational podcast it's not, for women.
It is not necessary. It's not. It's edutainment.
Okay, whatever. This bitch just came on her comedy sex podcast to tell you to put
a motherfucking makeup sponge up in that thing.
Are you out of your
But I did it before when it worked on a light day. Listen, I'm just giving options, okay?
Dude, please reference episode 17 where Dr. Kim goes, Mandy, we got to have her back. She was so sweet. No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what all the strippers and sex workers do, and we also support sex workers.
It does say opt for a missionary when having a...
Opt for no sex.
Because deep penetration can make it a little... Because your cervix is more sensitive. Because you're all fucking open and shit.
Uh-huh.
And never mind, this is pretty nasty, but I will read it anyway because welcome to the show. Having oral sex, and Mandy's going to like this part because it's kind of a sponge. Having oral sex during your period can be safe. To minimize the mess, you could use a menstrual cup. Contraceptive sponge.
It's the same
contraceptive
thing.
Sponge.
Makeup sponge,
not
contraceptive
from
sponge.
Not from Reed, not the fucking beauty aisle.
It's a little circle one.
Not from Sephora sponge. Not a beauty blender. Shout out to Erica. Or a tampon. Just remember to take out whatever you use when you're done. If you don't want anything in your vagina, you can use a dental dam. Basically, it's like a little square of latex. And you cover it.
So my option is to eat bloody pussy through plastic. This just doesn't even sound like...
Because you're not eating the blood.
That is just... Ooh.
What do you want me to say? Ain't we trying... I'm giving options.
Okay, well, how about don't do that? Because ain't we trying to save the turtles? Y'all don't want us to do fucking plastic straws, but I can eat bloody pussy through a goddamn plastic dental dam?
Some niggas don't give a fuck, bitch.
They
nasty. Let me tell you something. I used to do whatever I could to tell hospital dick... Trust me, you don't want to be near this pussy. And he was like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Stay at the top. So.
Let's go to the next one, because I'm done talking about blood.
The next one, a little more serious. You're welcome for the fun, Claudie, section. So, in episode 4, we watched this happen. We've talked about it on the show, stealthing. If you've never heard of it, it's basically a non-consensual act.
It's when y'all ain't shit.
Condom being removed. And what was very interesting to me in this show... This is a direct quote from, I think her name is Michaela.
Michaela Cole. Shout out. She is the creator. Shout out to her.
Mm-hmm. She says, if you're in the States and this happens to you, he's rape adjacent. And if you're in Australia, he's just a bit rapey. Because in the UK, there is a consent to a specific sex act. Conditional consent. And people can be found guilty for stealthing there. And in the US... There's no laws that specifically cover stealthing. There's no legal cases about it.
Which sucks.
Stupid. Yeah. But Brodsky, I believe it's just someone that works in our Supreme Court, I don't know, describes stealthing as legally rape adjacent.
It's rape. If we agree to having protected consensual sex, that is what we agree to. For you to remove the condom now makes it violating of what I agree to do with you, which is the same thing as of rape. If I don't agree to have sex with you and you go ahead and forcibly have sex with me, that is rape. So if I agree to have consensual protected sex with you and you go about removing a condom and now we're having unprotected sex, which I did not agree to, it is rape. I don't understand why motherfuckers don't understand that.
Niggas be like, well, you already knew what I was talking about. Like, and even in the scene, oh my God, it's so awkward because... So basically he says like, oh my God, I thought you knew.
Da, I da, thought da. You knew, which is gaslighting as fuck.
It's crazy because when she goes to the precinct, or I can't remember if it was a group where she talked about stealthing, they were like, you'll often hear men say things like, oh my God, I thought you knew. Oh, well, it hurt me. He did. He said it was uncomfortable.
Or you couldn't notice it felt different, which I told you guys.
Honest,
I mean, I shared my story about stealthing.
I remember who that was. And you were young.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't that young. I was fucking 22, 23. Nah, maybe 23, 24, because I was living in New York already.
Oh, I thought it was.
Nah, he flew me out. And so
Miami?
I was at least 24. And it's why I've never been blindfolded since. He blindfolded me, and before he took the blindfold off, he was like, you're going to be mad. So clearly, wow. I didn't know what was going on. So he knew what he did.
Honestly,
and it was just like he was like, "Well, we can go get the plan B." And so it was beyond the idea.
Nick
of getting
who say you could feel the difference. Let me just add something.
Now, when my pussy wet, I got
when
that.
When I'm wet, I can't tell.
I can't,
because to me, the friction of the condom generally is what I'll feel. But the wetter I am, no, I won't feel.
No,
it.
I won't feel it either.
Not at all. To be honest. There was a guy that I was dating for a bit when I had sex with him without a condom. I remember being like, huh, I feel like I'm wetter with it. Like, I almost liked the dick better. Certain dicks are a little bit better with a condom. Big, big monster dicks, I think. Anyway, there's also a scene that I wanted to discuss briefly before we get into home mail, where we watched consensual sex followed by non-consensual sex.
Oh,
and
yes.
This was
interesting.
A scene where the guy met up for a threesome on Grindr and ended up not being a threesome because this dude got in his feelings, a very wheezy thing to do. And basically, they had sex. They both enjoyed it. He was about to leave. The guy goes back to him and stops him at the door and was like, no, you're not going to leave.
Pretty much, I want some more.
Right.
Give me that
and
ass.
Forced down on him on the bed. Now, watching it was so uncomfortable.
It was very hard to watch.
And
a lot of this show was hard to watch. Outside of, I ain't even going to hold y'all, I really only kept watching it because I wanted to support Black content, but also because I knew we were doing this episode, because the accents the whole time was so hard for me.
Really?
Oh, my God. Y'all know I talk about how I don't really like watching accents, and I don't like reading and watching at the same time. It's hard to do.
I mean, I try to watch different types of, like, even the Korean thing I brought
up.
It
was hard to watch.
International shows have a different flair.
They do.
And
go back to the scene, though.
The British Office is fucking hard to watch sometimes, too, but it's like, you gotta, like, I don't know. But anyway, in the scene, so it is hard to watch, but what's interesting is, like, when he goes to the police station.
To the precinct, yeah.
And the guy is like, his name is Horny Dude for you. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? And then, like, I think he implied something like, but you already had sex with him. And you knew you were going over there for sex. And that's the thing. It's like, we have to continually push the conversation. And I'm not saying women can't do this either, but specifically to men, where you have to realize at some point in time that we're allowed to change our minds. We're allowed to say no. And I think that, It's annoying to watch people combat that.
Yeah.
But there was a law, or I think a woman claimed her husband raped her in Georgia, and I remember, like, they ruled against it.
Because they were married, and you can't rape your wife, yeah.
But, I mean, my nigga, if I don't want it, I don't want it.
Right. I think another interesting part of the same character, after being violated by a man, he's friends with also Michaela, who was raped. And so he starts to push away from men because now he's just fearful that men do this awful type of shit. Mm-hmm. And so he gets on a dating app and attempts to then date a woman because he wants to experience sexual contact with a woman, thinking that it will also not trigger what he just experienced with a man. And we actually see a flashback.
Yeah.
When he's on top of the woman and how they experience. And what happens is they actually go on this date. He doesn't tell the woman that he is gay or bisexual or has been intimate with men in the past. And what really gets it out of him is that they're sitting there talking and she says jigga instead of nigga. And then she goes to saying the F word, which we do not say on the show. And he takes offense to that as a man who has lived as a gay man. And he comes out and is like, oh, well, do you have a problem with gay people? Because I'm gay. And you could see that she was like, wait, you have sex with men? Get out now. I didn't, you know, and I guess it's similar to what we've talked about before. Like, how much of your sexual history do you share with someone? Not even on a date, but if you plan on having sex with them, is that something you think he should have mentioned to her?
No.
Okay, I disagree, but we've talked about this many times, even with Brianda.
Only because, like, if I'm going to fuck you and you fucked a dude before, I don't know, like.
I mean, you and I don't care, but I know, like, I have friends. They not going to fuck a nigga who is out here fucking other men. They just don't want to.
I get it. But here's the thing that's interesting, too. A lot of women associate it to, first of all, I think that dude is fine as shit. The one, what's his name in the damn show? Terry? No. Something.
Kevin? I just made that up.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
So. I remember, like, thinking how sexy he was when he was sucking that dude's dick. And I was like, I wonder if he's straight in real life. I was thinking
that. Oh, my God. But you and I
my nigga was like, yo. He's like, you think, because when they were making out, he's like, you think they both gay? I was like, I don't know. I'm interested in knowing. And I was like, I wonder if it's because he was a little more masked than we generally see, like, in porn. And when him and that guy were fucking, they were both kind of nice.
I told you the only gay porn I watch, you would think they're straight men. Like, the, I like very masculine gay men.
Me too. I like very masculine men, period.
Yeah, me too.
Except when I like a little artsy Brooklyn guy. But anyway, no, I mean, I think mainly when women don't want to fuck guys, I fuck other guys. I think
it's a preference.
It's always, I think there's an underlying thing of like this, like, femininity in their head. And if you never knew, like, how would you then feel? But I don't know. I mean, for a first time dating app thing, we're just sleeping together. I don't know. But anyway, I know we're wrapping up. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you want some more of cinema, join Patreon. We're doing one a month. Mandy and I haven't decided what we're going to do yet. People are saying P-Valley.
But it just started. But we're not doing P-Valley no time soon.
But I heard it is good.
They want to do 365. That's another one. Couldn't get through with the accents.
But there's a lot of shit with sex.
There's a whole lot of shit with sex.
So we'll get, can do a throwback too.
You know what I mean?
So, okay.
This 50 Shades of Grey type shit, bitch.
Came in a few days ago. And the subject is, Weezy was my sugar mama, a dream, for our whole confession. LOL. So I DM'd Weezy about 7 months ago about a dream I had of her. She never read it on the podcast, so I assume she hasn't seen it. Well, here's a dream. Oh, she was going to make me make sure I seen it before.
Right.
Weezy and I were chatting online, talking about how we'll meet. I live in the Gambia.
And in Gambia? It's not in the Gambia. It's,
well, I'm saying Gambia. She did.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking it would be cheaper for me to come over. Next thing I know, she flies in for coochie next day. We spend an amazing night together, including strapping, whipping, and so many other things that I had to look myself in the mirror and chuckle when I woke up from the dream of. And by morning, she left, but all the bills were paid for. I'm 27 and bi. As you can imagine, exploring my sexuality is virtually impossible without me constantly being aware of staring every time a beautiful woman walks past me. Sometimes I have to say, I like dress when I'm staring at someone who doesn't know. Anyways, thought the listeners would like to hear the story. Love you. Oli, the Gambia. Oli, let me just say, I have definitely done that, like, oh, I love your outfit thing when I've been looking at women before.
Right.
But again, everyone has called me a sugar mama on the show. I don't mind spending money for pussy. And I think the older I get, I would probably be super turned on with being like, oh my God, you need help with college. Like, I'd rather fucking pay a woman than a man. Not necessarily pay, but like pay adjacent.
Pay, we just gonna throw that adjacent word out there because that's what we're gonna do. What's pay adjacent?
It's like, I'm not paying for your pussy. I'm paying for the trip. The experience. You need some new clothes?
Oh yeah, that's the same way I went about with my sugar daddies and my married men. I wasn't an escort, but it also I was getting not, some coins.
I don't believe it's tricking if you got it. And I'm not saying I got it, but like a few years from now, like, duh, bitch, I'm growing. That's my goal. That's what I do. I'm not taking L's. I've never made less than the year before. I'm going to got it enough to trick on you bitches. So
all right, y'all. So hit her in the DM if you want to get tricked on.
I'm gonna say not exactly yet, because you'll like only get dinner for right now, but
or, dinner, well, not even in New York unless you want to sit outside and melt.
No, I'm okay with like paying for dinner, like a New York dinner, but also maybe a flight. It depends where from. The Gambia, absolutely not. But you know, well, I'll do a Montreal pussy. I think that's about as far as I'll go.
Canadians, I don't even think can come down here. We can't go up there.
I don't want like fresh Atlanta pussy. No offense. We love y'all. We know y'all in there, but
that Atlanta is cutting up. Atlanta scare me. Bitch. I told you we got to take a little cookie cutter, get Atlanta and then put it in the ocean somewhere. They is cutting the fuck up down there in Atlanta.
Homegirl said, Mandy and I have to go to Atlanta for work. And one of my homegirls replied to a snap that I put up or Instagram story, whatever. And I was like, I can't believe WAP came out and we on lockdown. And she said, ain't you coming to Atlanta? I said, yeah, bitch. But, and she wrote back and said, Atlanta is the same as the last time you've been here.
It really is. I went to Atlanta when I was going to go out to dinner before I went to the studio. And, we went to Kebab Land, no tables. Devon's, an hour wait. Then we went
aren't they doing less capacity?
No, that bitch. Hell no. All them tables full.
Wow.
Then we went to, Blue and we ended up sitting outside because inside dining was a one bottle minimum. And it was packed. I'm like, what? Get me out of here. I'm only going back because we got work.
Bro,
to do. I was not going to go back. I'm literally going to get
shocked.
Tested because it takes incubation period. I'm about to get tested at least by the end of the month for this COVID shit. Cause shit is pop. I was wearing a mask and I'm like, my friends don't even have masks. They're like, well, it's in the car. You need one on you at all times because why you just got a mask in the car?
Mandy just said she got to get tested and she's 2 feet away from me, y'all. What the fuck?
No, bitch, because we about to go to Atlanta again and then I'm going to LA.
But no, I mean, you really.
Bitch, I'm done traveling after this. Well, and then we got to go to Mexico and, well, we got to get tested for Mexico. We have to show results before we go to Mexico.
I mean, it wasn't like that when I went. I didn't know.
No, to host Mocha Fest.
Which I'm fine with.
Yeah, we have to show results to stay at the resort.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually pleased to know that. I will be social distancing pretty much.
Same.
Like, but, you know, I'm staying, I was just about to tell you, Mandy, delay, you know, let's record a little bit. Cause you know, I'm not touching down without staying in Tulum for a little bit. I got to see my friends. You know, I made friends with the little locals or whatever and my little fine ass Italian boxer with a tight ass.
You better than me. I don't like the jungles, but, my man is coming down and actually it's going to be the weekend of my 30th birthday. So I don't know if I may have friends meet me there. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to celebrate my 30th next year at 31 because this is just a shit show and I don't even want
to feel like my vacation friends are forced. On your birthday, bro. It was the first day of lockdown on my birthday.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm bringing my dude because like I'll be staying in Tulum. So he'll probably come. Well, I'm bringing Vinny.
So, my homegirl is joining me from London, but I told my nigga I would love for him to join, and he was like,
Adriana?
Yeah.
Did you know her and Josie became friends?
Yeah, I know. They went out for drinks. I was like, well, he was like, I might come down for 3 days, but I don't know about five. So he's going to stay at another hotel. So I told my homegirl she could have the room. I'm going to go stay with my nigga at another room. Like, we're going to get it done. Anyways, guys, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We still are going to give you a 5-minute bonus clip.
Oh, we are? I ain't even think we're going to do all that. Y'all getting a lot.
We still going to give you another bonus clip. And let you know how we motherfucking do on Patreon. If you want more episodes, again, if you're all caught up with all of these episodes, we are giving you another 3 episodes every month, one being a town hall where you can actually join in on the conversation. So again, join us on Patreon.
Right. There's 76, 75, 79. Episodes.
Almost 80. And it goes all the way dating back to fucking 2017 if you want to hear some dope shit. Not dope shit because in 2017 it was a little rough. But go back, listen to us. It's cool. That's at patreon.com/horrible decisions. You have to type it all in because it is 18 and up. So that's patreon.com/horrible decisions.
But you guys finally got a taste because we talk about Patreon so much and now you kind of see.
You know what I mean? What we be doing. Although I still ain't give y'all as much tea as I give y'all on the Patreon.
Oh no, Patreon is fucking tea spilt, honey. Where else I spilt some tea was for fact's sake this week when we were talking about money and why all of it is so dirty.
Boom. All right, dirty money.
Check that out every Tuesday for fact's sake with me and Eddie DeLaSeppi. And I know Mandy's got her pod.
Also, y'all know, and I'm super excited. It's charted. It's going well. I'm getting a really good response. Weezy said it was educational. It's edutainment. I don't feel like
that's a word too.
Yeah. It's really more so, women talking about their experiences. I mean, at the end, I do give stats that I find from different health sites, as a part of the education, It's really just me, it's really just me guiding a conversation of women sharing their story. I do want to shout out to Antoinette. She's on an upcoming episode. I just recorded with her yesterday and she talked to me about, loving herself after experiencing sexual trauma as early as 5 years old. I also have an episode of PCOS, being posted this month, as well as because it is breastfeeding awareness month in the month of August. I have a whole breastfeeding episode with my friend Bethany. Shout out the Crazy Cool Podcast, Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast. Anyways, guys, we're all going to leave you with a 5-minute bonus clip. Again, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Peace. Love you guys.
Bye. So number 9 is temple prostitution. Temple prostitution was replete throughout the ancient world. Basically, the exchange here wasn't even sex for money. It was communal, ritualistic practice to give thanks and worship to the gods of ancient Babylon. So this was both quite a unique practice for the Babylonians and similar cultures and ancient Middle Eastern and staple of their religious values.
Donate their hair. Did you ever watch Good Hair?
Yeah, with Chris Rock.
Yep, and they donated their hair for gods.
Man, so I ain't know I was a god because they donating that thing for me. Because that shit going right into my sewing, bitch.
That shit is so fucked up, dude. Like, I mean, but they no one thought it was fucked up, but I don't know, like, how, like, sex in church, we got to do another one. I know we did it with Daniel Saint, and we did one with Corey. But we got to do another sex in the church, because, like, I feel like we can get deeper with, like, a historian talking about, like, historical hoes. That would be a really good one.
I really want to talk about how these Catholic priests be fucking the little boys. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Like, and it's crazy because there's also just the attachment, or not even the attachment, but the relation between power and pedophilia. I think that would be interesting for us to go down to, especially right now with Pizzagate going on and everyone getting canceled because they were a part of, who knows, the Wayfair conspiracy, all of these things, but people of power having some sort of attraction to little kids. It's fucking weird.
I think it's because there's nothing else they could do. All that money, and they're like, what else am I going to spend this shit on?
You better pay for some pegging. There goes some shit.
That's a good point. Okay, the next one is the sin of chastity. If you guys don't know what that is, it's basically not fucking. And this one is really interesting. This is in Judeo-Christian culture, okay? Ancient culture, it was actually sinful not to have sex. So according to Herodotus's account of women, they were being sent once in their lives to the temple for sex. The first man to throw a coin in her lap got to have sex with her, whether he was rich or poor.
This is what I am talking. This is how we need to lose our virginities now.
Nigga, this is stripping.
Throw a coin. The first man to throw a coin.
Right? Whether he was rich or poor or young or old, she was obliged to indulge him, no matter their social status. So they also, well, that's the only thing I don't like. Like, now I got to fuck you when the same nigga could have threw a coin. But anyway, basically, it was a less formal sense of prostitution outside of the temples where a man would allow someone to have sex with his wife or his children as long as it was paid for. So basically, if anyone wanted to have sex in ancient Babylon, it was theirs for the taking. While sources today have referred to this as rape, it is widespread and socially acceptable in their culture, and which had a near fetish for fertility. This was a deep part of their religious experience, acts of offering and worship to the sex goddess Inanna. Basically, there's a culture on the earth where it was a sin to turn down sex, proving once again that if humans can dream it and it's sexual, they will do it.
Y'all, I need y'all to, like, get in your group chats and start talking about how crazy, like, literally the fact that we're so, like, we're shamed when we talk about sex. I mean, shit, we just talked about the girl admitting to swallowing 7 people's cum in one night, and she's literally been disowned, but, like, to know that this is literally, it's a part of ancient times and history. Like, this has been going on. The next one is the best. I mean, I love it. It's called Debauched Dinners. And it says that orgies and prostitution were pretty common also in the ancient world. Essentially, the ancient Babylonians would have orgies that started off as simple dinner parties, but bit by bit would progress into something that would take a more sexual nature.